Hello folks, on this episode of Revenge of the Triforce, we get real angry talking about the MCU, what the hell is going on with our favorite superheroes, these shows and movies, they seem to be spinning out of control, so just listen to us vent about it.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the fucking show.
Oh!
Starting off strong with some curse words,
hell
boys.
Yeah.
And just start, why, fuck it, why not?
Fuck it. Fuck it.
It's a grown-up show, so if any kids are listening, go to bed.
Yeah.
We've got that
big E over our cover art, so you know, yeah, we don't fuck around
here.
That
stands for explicit, extremely explicit. We use the F word all the time.
Ass.
All the time. Ass. Did you hear that? He just said ass for no reason. You could have said butt, but you chose the curse word.
Earmuff.
Ass. How are you boys doing?
Been good. I mean, we just came off of Halloween, which is the opening. It's a happy and sad time, right? Like when it hits November 1st, I'm sad that spooky season is over, but now it's like, all right, now we're kicking it into next year because Thanksgiving's coming up, Christmas. Like I got to start shopping, you know, like you kind of get in the mood. And it hasn't hit me yet that it's holiday season. Give it a week or two and I'll get there.
No. Yeah. Let's talk about Halloween because it was a bummer. It was cold.
Ooh.
It snowed. We went out trick-or-treating and my kids lasted about an hour before they were like, can we go home? This is not fun because the snow was like hitting us. It hurt. It hurt our face to be out there.
Yeah. It was easy for me and Jeff, and Jeff will let you tell what we did that night, but it was easy handing out the candy. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. But you probably didn't hand out a lot. We didn't get a big turnout because of how miserable it was.
What do you think?
Because
Jeff came over and we got
decent amount. I mean, there was a lot of large groups. When we were handing out, it wasn't snowing at all.
Yeah.
The sun came out. So during that like time frame that they were,
it was like 4 to 5:30 basically. You know?
Yeah, we handed out candy till about 8. And pigged out on chili and sloppy joes because that's our tradition. And then I went to bed and woke up feeling like shit. And I've been fighting this cold for like 2 weeks. I finally left work early on Wednesday. I played hooky so I could go have a real fun time at urgent care. That's where I went.
Oh, dear God.
And I got some antibiotics. Now I'm finally feeling better, but I still sound like this. Sound like Vince McMahon.
So, Mr. Angry Gym Teacher, are you mouth sick or butt sick? They need to know that right out of the gate.
I'm mouth sick.
Okay.
I'm lung sick, throat sick.
I feel like the antibiotics for me turned me into butt sick after that point, you know?
Yeah, the antibiotics, they're not fun. They're giant horse pills and they make me nauseous. So, but they're making me feel better all around.
Good.
Which is good. Yeah, and I, you know, my Halloween costume turned out pretty dope. Did you guys see the picture?
Yeah.
It was the old Megatron. Cool. Dave Bennett, our friend Dave Bennett, safety tip, Mr. Safety Tip himself, 3D printed a Megatron helmet for me. But he printed it like three sizes too small. So yeah, I go to his house.
He told me Tommy gave me the wrong file.
I gave him the right
and
file.
The wrong measurements.
He had me measure my head. Don't tell me I gave you the wrong measurements, Dave. I literally put a, like, you know, like one of those floppy rulers that tailors use.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not a tape measure, but like a tailor's. Like,
yeah, the weak ones.
Measured my head. Sent him the circumference, the diameter. He wanted to know ear to ear with, I sent him all the measurements, right? And I sent him the file, assuming that he can, you know, adjust it to my size.
Yeah.
And, I try to put it on. No freaking way this thing's going on my head.
It's kid's large.
But, I mean, it looked really good. And, you know, if you were to buy, like, a custom cosplay helmet like that, like, on eBay or something, you'd pay, like, hundreds of dollars. So I'm not complaining. Like, I paid $3 for the 3D printer, you know, blueprint or whatever, Jeff, I don't know what it's called, that you upload in there.
Splice.
And then some
splicing it.
Yeah, some filament which was like $20. So I got a steal on this thing. And but it was too small. So Dave's like, well, do you have a heat gun? I'm like, no, I don't even know what that is. A heat gun. He's like, well, if you warm it up, then it becomes pliable and you can like stretch it out. So I'm like, okay, I got a space heater. So I'm in my garage. I plug in the space heater and I put the helmet over the space heater. You're not supposed to do that. That is a fire hazard, boys. Kids, again, kids should not be listening to this. You're giving you horrible ideas. Don't do that. But I was like watching it, you know, I figured if it starts smoking, I'll, you know, unplug it right away. And sure enough, after a couple of minutes, it gets all squishy. So I start like molding it. I start like putting it on my head and like pounding it so it could like force it onto my head. Not working. Finally, I have this giant playground ball because, you know, I'm a gym teacher. I got a bunch of balls. I got balls all over the place.
I'll prove it.
I deflate the playground ball. I get it warm. I warm it up, get it all nice and soft and gooey and buttery. Hmm. I shove the deflated playground ball into the helmet, and then I inflate it.
Oh.
And guess what? It worked. It stretched that fucker out. So now, now it's too big, and now I got to wear, but I had to wear a hat under it anyway because it's freezing. So that actually worked out perfectly because it was just the right size for my head plus like a nice warm hat. So it ended up looking, I ended up looking pretty good, feeling pretty good, had a good time.
I'm almost there.
As Megatron.
Oh, Rat Pod That's my after Halloween dark.
Costume.
Rat Pod yeah. After Dark. I like all that.
That's well, my that, Halloween costume well, story.
That I mean, that was definitely a little bit more than you asked for, but hey, the final product looked awesome. So we'll have to post it out there on social media and show the fans.
Yeah, we should do that.
Definitely going to do that.
Yeah, we're definitely, people who are listening, they're like, you fuckers always say that. For post shit. I'm always saying we're posting. But yeah, we headed down to a couple of neighbors or a neighbor's house and they were doing something in the garage and we just kind of hung out and had some drinks and they had a whole bunch of food and, you know, the blizzard came back and, you know, then Jeff, we hung out and watched Halloween on Halloween. And
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, the original, always fun. I mean, that is, out of all of them, because there's, what, like 20 of them now, that one just holds, I think, maybe for all of us, a dear special place in our heart. Like, that is the best.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep, of the franchise.
Michael Myers.
Yep, I mean, it still holds up. It's spooky, all the practical effects, and just how creepy it is in the background. So
my mom still talks about the scene at the end where, you know, you think he's dead, and he just sits up. Like, how iconic is that scene?
Oh, so that's spooky. I wonder who made that call, right? Because you have to imagine, like, writing a movie in what? That was, like, 79, I think they made that. Some maybe late 70s, early 80s. I forget the date. But I don't think they were really ready to write open-ended movies. Like, who knew 30, 40 years later that this shit, this movie is still going on. And there's sequel after sequel. So like, it's just kind of cool that they set it up that way where who knew if anybody would even like the movie, you know?
Right. No, still cranking them out.
Like it.
And speaking of cranking them out, they're cranking out Marvel's shit still. Ugh. And you guys are caught up on Loki season 2, right?
Yeah.
Staying
with Marvel. Spoiler alert.
For anyone listening, we might accidentally slip out some spoilers for season 2. Spoiler. Of Loki. I have not watched episode 5, the one that just dropped tonight, because I just when the fuck would I have watched that?
Yeah.
But how are you guys liking season 2 of Loki?
The only good Marvel thing that's come out since Guardians.
Amen to that. It is.
You're not. That's not unfair of you to say. I mean, you're not far from the truth there.
It's.
I mean. Just give Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson their own movie. Why are we doing shows with them? They're the only things holding this collapsing ship together. Everything.
So you think it's collapsing? You think it's doomed?
I don't think it's doomed, but Disney's in a big problem with a lot of things, and Marvel is just one of many things that they're having problems with. I did you guys just watch the South Park special?
No.
No.
Pandaverse, it was pretty funny, and it just kind of makes fun of Marvel and Disney and Kathleen Kennedy and how they just overly pander, and now everyone who loves the stuff just doesn't fucking want to watch it anymore. Which was pretty funny. Also, how AI is going to take over the world, and everyone who is in construction is now super rich. It's pretty. Should watch it. It's good.
Construction? What?
Yeah, because Randy Marsh can't fix anything, and then he realized all his friends who are lawyers and, you know, accountants and stuff, they can't fix anything, but because AI took over all their jobs, that all the people who do, like, plumbing and construction are the only people that can fix things. So they keep trying to hire them, but they get too...
This happens in South Park?
In South Park, yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, you could be describing real life.
Well, like. Yeah. And then
that's not so far from the truth.
That's the right? One part. And the other half of the special was Cartman believes that a black woman who's from another universe that panders to, you know, like social culture wars is going to replace him, and that Kathleen Kennedy from that universe came to our universe to fuck up all of Disney and Star Wars.
Wow.
And it's pretty damn funny. And then you should watch it because it's pretty right on.
I have not watched South Park in a long time, but
the specials are pretty good. The COVID one was pretty funny with the, you know.
I do remember the COVID one with the chin diapers.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was a good one. Like Loki.
Yeah,
they're kind
but
of right on
much
like,
else. I feel like that's kind of where I'm at
well,
right
because
now.
Because right now it's just let's just take the cool heroes we had. They, you know, like Captain America and Black Panther and all that, and just let's just replace them. And
yeah, and you really can't do that, can you?
It doesn't really work. Like, could you imagine an Avengers now with who would be in it? You have, you know, it sucks. Chaz Boseman is gone.
Chadwick Boseman, rest
and
in peace.
We have Siri, which just doesn't. She doesn't really work as Black Panther. But no,
well, she was forced into it. You know, it wasn't really. Yeah, no, I agree. Really. I liked Black Panther 2. Namor was awesome, but you I don't know. I feel like they built up to Shuri, and it just was kind of underwhelming towards the end.
And now what? Is Natalie Portman going to be Thor? Like, there's this, you know, all Ironheart, who is supposedly a girl who just makes Iron Man suits in her garage.
Yeah.
Which, again, defeats the purpose of how Tony Stark was able to make it, is because, yeah, he was a rich billionaire. And so some of the stuff, it's just not... You know, and so now it's an all-female lead, whatever, which is fine, but are these characters really going to hold up Marvel?
Not all female. They put a lot of their, you know, eggs into the basket of Jonathan Majors.
Well,
but he can't get away from, I mean, his reputation is very tarnished now, you know. Allegedly, he's, you know, this abuser, this horrible person. You know, he's going to be going to trial, and he alleges that he's a victim, that he's being framed or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, he could very well be innocent, but is his reputation ever going to recover from
this?
Because now other people are coming out of the woodwork and saying that, yeah, he's actually a piece of shit. No one likes working with him, even beside, like, not just ex-lovers.
Yeah,
like, people who have worked with him have said, no, he's actually...
Who worked
not
on him
good.
With Creed said he was extremely rude and
right.
Well, I think the biggest problem,
you know, you could just replace him with just, oh, here's a variant, and it's Idris Elba, and now he's
well. The
he's
problem Kang. They set up he is that his actual look is Kang throughout every single freaking universe. That's the problem. So they can't.
Loki
just,
has multiple look. He has a female.
They can't just do a roadie. They can't just do a roadie. I think the biggest problem right now, if you guys agree or disagree. Is we were spoiled with very well thought out stories that were all cohesive and came to one final arc. Like the 23
yes.
movies were all
yes.
one story. And now we're like, wait, right? Disney Plus came out right when Endgame basically ended within a year or so. And we have shows now that you have to watch in order to understand a movie, and vice versa.
Yeah, and
the
that's
movie...
a problem because a lot of people don't watch them.
And
we
how,
do,
like,
but...
like we know, and this, well, our future selves will probably say we're right, but there will be some cameo in Loki that has to tie into the next thing. It's just Marvel's fucking shtick now, which is like, oh, now they're going to have, like, I don't know. Let's just call it fucking, what's her name? Like Phantom or whoever's going to be in this Miss Marvel's movie. Photon? Photon.
Captain Photon or just Photon?
Photon. I think she's called Photon. I don't know.
Monica Rambeau.
Yes. But she'll probably show up in like the last episode of this because Marvel's comes out a week or two from now or so. I don't know. Yeah. Right. Like she'll show up in the next episode because it lines up.
Rewrites and.
Right. So that movie they're already like, it hasn't even come out yet. They're already like scrapping. They're already like, well, fuck this. We blew this one. Nobody's even seen it yet.
Right.
And already the studio's like, well, this one's not going
to.
This.
I mean, are you guys really excited to see the Marvels? I sure as hell am not.
I will see it. I'm not going to see it. Not in theaters.
I want to see it. I loved Miss Marvel. I thought it was adorable. I liked Monica Rambeau. Again, Photon, whatever her name is. I thought she was cool in WandaVision. I enjoyed Captain Marvel. I like Brie Larson. But I'm not going to pay money to see it in the theater. I'm sorry. It's just not. It doesn't excite me that much. Whereas. Leading up to Endgame, I wanted to see every single movie in the theaters. Like, I could not wait to go. And it was always, like, around Christmas and around my birthday in the spring. So it was always, like, a tradition. We'd go see the latest Marvel movie. And now it's like, there's so many of them. It's not worth spending money on.
They had their three movies a year with big established characters that are super popular, with actors that were really well casted. And then they go, okay, well... You know, Endgame's over, so these guys don't want to do the movies anymore. Obviously, they get older and stuff. Let's just replace them with someone else. You've built up these... replacing Captain America, replacing Chris Evans, you can't. So just... There's so many other comic book characters. Find another one. Build a new team with new people. Stop replacing all of them. Ironheart, now it's Tony. You can't replace Robert Downey Jr. So just move on. Pick a different character.
Well, what they're doing, they're just throwing, not everybody, but they're just throwing shit against the wall and seeing what sticks, right? They're looking at box office and the public's... Well, the
box office is doing awful. Everything.
Well, it doesn't matter, but still, they're just throwing shit at the wall. They're throwing shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, right? Like, Shang-Chi, I really enjoyed. But the dude's been...
Shang-Chi was great.
He's been dormant now for, like, 4 or 5 years. Yeah. And it's like, well, what the fuck, dude? Bring, like, is he going to be a part of the team?
Female, whatever.
Is Hawkeye, he had his season. I get it. There's the... What's her name? What was her name in the show? Kate. Yeah, exactly. Kate
something?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you're right, Jeff. Like, there's Miss Marvel. There's the Marvels are coming out. They're kind of doing these ebbs and flows, like male type shows and really geared towards men. And then there's the ones geared towards women. But
Moon Knight was great. And where the fuck is he?
Yeah. I mean, no, there could be this great cast.
He's not a gay lesbian. He has to be. It's all got to be like these. They're not.
What?
You know, look at the interview from. What's his name? The Blade movie, which I'm super excited about, or at least I was. I think this. I don't know how to fully say his name. It's like Marshall Ali. He's been in a lot
Ali.
He's been in a lot of great movies, but he said that the one script that he was reading was where I have it here in the thing. He said at one point. It morphed into a narrative led by women and filled with life lessons. Blade was relegated to the fourth lead, a bizarre idea considering that the studio had 2-time Oscar winner.
I saw that. I think I saw that article. That was a rumor, though.
Yeah, but that's what they're really going with, is they're kind of sidelined. I just want a Blade movie with Blade fucking up vampires. That's it. That's all I want. But then they're going to have life lessons.
That with Wesley Snipes.
And make Blade, like, the... Blade daughter the focus, and he's just kind of in the background. No, just I mean,
well,
just
you know, that's also get? Disney. I mean, Disney, you know, they're always focused on the princesses and empowering females, which is great, but you also have to have good stories, and you have to be loyal to the source material, which I feel like Marvel has really lost sight of. Kevin Feige, I think, is drunk with power. That's my opinion. He's literally hiring writers now.
I think Favreau went over to fix Star Wars and he lost. I think Favreau is the glue here. And now it's just Feige and Kathleen Kennedy.
And Feige's literally like, he doesn't even want writers who read the comics. He want, like, that's what he did. Secret Invasion was terrible. And that's part of the, I think a big part of the reason is they just don't care about the source material.
Look at the latest. I don't know if you ever watched One Piece, the anime. I know Dave has, I have. They made a live action One Piece on Netflix, which follows a very bizarre anime. Out of all the live action they could have made an anime, I was like, they're going to do One Piece? How do you even go about doing that? You know what they did? All the writers on the show, huge One Piece fans, all of them read the manga, and then they brought in the guy who created One Piece, and he had a final say in everything. And it is now Netflix's huge hit of the year.
Yes.
All because they just followed the damn manga. They brought people who read it and who are passionate about it, and the guy that created it, and oh my god, it's a hit. I can't believe that would work.
Kevin, if you're listening, Kevin, this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not the Feige Cinematic Universe, Kevin. Yeah. All right.
Where are the X-Men?
The stories are all there. The stories are there, and they're great. We need you to bring those stories to the big screen. That's what we want to see. That's what we have been huge fans of ever since 2008 when we first saw Iron Man.
But why are we, seeing...
He fought the Ironmonger. It was loyal to the source material. That's what we want to see. We don't need any new characters. We loved Korg. Korg was great in Ragnarok, but we didn't need an entire movie of Korg in Thor: Love and Thunder. Like he's like, it's gone to his head. He's drunk with power. That's my theory.
I
have no idea. I think it's just turned into the numbers game, and they don't even look at the source material, which Favreau did when he started Iron Man, and he started the whole MCU. That was all Favreau. That was not Feige. Feige came in later.
Feige turned himself into a character in She-Hulk. That's how drunk with power this guy is. He literally inserting himself, making himself the Lord of Marvel Comics. And I'm sorry, I think that is an insult to the late great Stan Lee. I think he would be rolling in his grave.
And why replace Captain America and all them? They already had their time. Where are the X-Men? Let's bring them in.
Yes, that's so another thing.
Where's Wolverine? Where's Storm? Where's Jean Grey? Where are all these awesome badasses?
They're sitting on a pot of gold, and they're waiting. And I'm worried that by the time they finally get around to X-Men, nobody's going to give a shit anymore. That's the risk I think they're taking.
The stories is what's really killing them. If they were interesting stories and well thought out and done correctly, I would not really be shitting on them as hard as I am, but the stories have just been dog shit, right? Like, She-Hulk, I did not enjoy. Like, it was comical, it was kind of weird and goofy, and like she talks to the camera and shit. Like, okay, it was wacky and unique. Cool. Okay, not for me, right? Wacky. It was goofy. Moon Knight fucking was fantastic. I knew nothing about Moon Knight. He looked like a cool character from what I Googled. And you've got a really, really talented actor to do it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I could care less if he was just going to get Taco Bell that night. Like, he would kill it as Moon Knight or whoever he was, and like just going back and forth through the personalities. I don't, you know, like, even though there's like, what, giant gods fighting in the middle of the pyramids, like,
yeah,
I put all that aside because I was like, who the fuck cares? This is a great story. I'm having fun and the actors are exciting. You know, like,
yeah.
And some shows should have been movies, like, what was it recently with fucking Don Cheadle and those guys? God, what the fuck? Secret Invasion. Yeah. I already forgot it, right? Because
it was so bad.
And you had Sam Jackson. You have Don Cheadle.
You got Samuel L. Jackson making out with an alien at the end.
Right.
Like Charlton Heston at the end of Planet of the Apes. It was weird and creepy. No one wants to see that.
And she's not my favorite actress, but what's her name from Game of Thrones? I don't know why all the names are drawn blanks, but, you know, she could have brought more
Emily
to the role.
Hirsch.
Emily Clark. Clark. Or Amelia Clark. And like that could have been so much better and more exciting, but it was dog shit. And all right, spoilers, everybody. If you made it this far, testing your your spoiler ability, but Rhodey being a fucking Skrull this whole time, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, no, come on.
Get out of here. Like, it doesn't...
Not necessary.
And so, back to Loki really quick. It is the only thing that is making me excited. A little bit, like, the lamp is so dim right now of the MCU light.
Because it's the actors. They put...
Exactly, it's Tom Hiddleston.
Hiddleston, like, fucking awesome. Owen Wilson and him play off each other perfectly. They got...
And Loki, I feel like Loki's almost become awesome, the new Iron Man. Like, he's the whole... He's like the only thing keeping the franchise, the whole thing, the whole system alive.
And regardless of, Victor Timely and Kang and all that nonsense going outside in public right now with what's his name? I'll just keep saying it the rest of the episode. I don't care about the stuff going on outside. If he's a horrible human being, he'll get whatever. He'll have his day in court. But I actually really enjoy him as an actor, too.
He's a great actor, yeah. Which, obviously acting talent doesn't mean you're a good person. I mean, lots of great actors turn out to be real pieces of shit.
Don't look up your favorite actors if they're actually nice or not, because you will get crushed.
Yeah, no. Shit. Right. So that's, definitely a talented guy. You can't argue that.
Yeah.
I'm just, honestly, if it wasn't for Loki still, I don't think I'd watch any new Marvel stuff. I'm just hoping they get a movie. I'm really just hoping... He gets a movie with Owen Wilson. Thor shows up, and then he goes, "Oh, who's this?" And then Owen Wilson's gonna be like, "Oh, that's your brother's twin from another dimension that he's in love with."
God, like, guys,
and then Thor's just gonna lose his shit. I'm gonna be like, "That's it. I'm done. I'm out. That was the best. That was all I'm waiting for."
And these are great characters, great casting, and I'm worried that it's gonna turn into like DC because. The whole DC universe had amazing casting, like awesome characters. Fucking Henry Cavill, that man is Superman. I don't care what anyone says.
Perfect casting,
but the stories ended up just being garbage, just horrible, and they ended up scrapping it. And I'm just worried that Marvel's headed down.
Gray everything looked and uncolored.
That road, yeah.
So
zero battles, like Superman, it takes so long into the movie for any action to happen.
Yeah, and like guys, I had ChatGPT just asked, send me all the new characters, list out all the new characters since Avengers Endgame ended in the MCU. I had to cut it short because it got to about 60 names, yeah. And most of them are major characters. Like even fucking Jon Snow, right? Dane Whitman, Black Knight at the end of Moon Knight. They don't even know if they're going to use him. Like, what was the point of introducing him and showing him the sword? And, like, you hear Blade in the background, Mahershala Ali saying, "We've got work to do," or something. What was the point? Eternals.
That was a great movie, wasn't it? Just super.
So fun. And apparently, there's, you know, that giant fucking, frozen statue dead.
Okay, but look at Eternals and then compare that with just the original Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just night and
Guardians,
day.
Perfect
the,
movie.
The original writing, Guardians, yeah. The directing, the cinematography, the visual effects, the actors, the everything. And then you look at Eternals that had a bigger budget and was just dog
Angelina
shit.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That you're gonna cast. You're gonna finally bring an actress like that into the universe and put her in fucking Eternals.
And hey, guys, guess what? Black Widow's dead. You know what we should do? Let's make a movie about Black Widow. Okay, that's exciting.
But again, the casting with you got what's his face playing the Red Guardian.
Yeah, of course, right? Introducing new characters in hopes that, you know, he's a fan favorite. They read the room, they see the audience reaction, and sure enough, he's coming back in whatever the fuck movie that is with him and. Yelena Belova, whatever, you know, her sister.
Oh, yeah, and Elaine from Seinfeld.
And Elaine for, yeah, what the fuck? I forgot about her. So here's the funny thing.
That one could actually be good.
If us three were in the writer's room while they were mapping this out 2 or 3 years, probably 5 years ago, God, they needed something like that. Nobody was sitting there telling them their stories, this idea's dog shit. Why would you do that?
All they need is... Writers who know this shit, who are fans of comics. Yeah. That's what they need.
Source material.
Doesn't have to be us.
Remember when the new Star Wars movies came out and they were not doing well? And then Kathleen Kennedy was on an interview and she's like, well, you know, it's really hard moving a story forward when there's no source material. And then someone on Reddit posted every single book and comic that has ever come out after Return of the Jedi. And she had hundreds of things to choose from. No sort, because they don't give a shit.
Well, like, somebody...
Their egos are too big. They want to be the writer. They want to come up with the stories. Yeah, well, like, no, the stories are there. The reason
things are successful is because who wrote Spider-Man comics or whatever made it successful. Not, you know, some Joe Schmo who's at a writer's thing at Marvel for Disney going to be like, I'm going to put in my 2 cents.
Well, they also... No. And they also decided that, all right, the Hawkeye spinoff Echo, the deaf girl that was in it, and she has some backstory. Like, she gets her own show, and it's already been filmed, and it's actually going to come out. Like, what? Who the fuck cares, right? Like, I've never heard of Echo until Hawkeye, but apparently she, out of everybody, gets her own spinoff. I would much rather pay money to go see David Harbour as the Red Guardian for an hour and a half because I love him as an actor. I think he's just hilarious in his stupid Russian accent that never lands. Like, give him a spinoff.
They have to just focus on what's working. So right now it's basically, Spider-Man, Loki, a handful of others, maybe Blade if they actually make him correct.
They just actually threw around... According to this Variety article, they were kind of in triage mode at their recent retreat in September. And one of the ideas they threw around was replacing Kang with somebody like Doctor Doom. That was one of the ideas. Another idea, they're actually talking about possibly bringing back the original Avengers cast for another Avengers movie, as opposed to making new Avengers. They want to bring back the original, which I don't even know how they would do. Since Steve Rogers is old and Tony Stark clearly is dead. It sounds like they're getting desperate.
Well, they've...
Because they're realizing that people, like you said, like, I feel bad because like maybe she's a great character, but yeah, I also don't care about Echo, you know? She was two or three episodes of Hawkeye and that was it? I never read any Echo comics. You know who I do want to see? Daredevil. They keep relegating Daredevil to like a supporting character. He was in She-Hulk, and he's going to be in Echo. I just want to see how about a Daredevil movie?
Well, and somehow he's getting like 23 episodes for his season. Like, what? Like, again, you give us 6 for episodes that should be more. You give us way too many episodes that should be less. And now you give Daredevil apparently 23 episodes for his whole thing. Like, just put him in fucking movies, right? Like,
yes.
They need to just use what they have. Throw Spider-Man back in. Put Loki with Thor and Mobius, three of them. That would be a hysterical movie.
Or just whittle it down to the ones we like, right? Space. Like Stephen Strange and Thor and, you know, there's maybe one or two like Star-Lord will return. Like, how much money do they have to throw at that guy? Like, he was so ready to be done. That movie, as great as it was a perfect final chapter for all those characters. Just leave it be. But of course, the after credits scene, it's Rocket and all these new fucking people. And Star-Lord will return. Like, why, dude? He's finally home. He's with his grandpa. Like, let the guy be.
Yeah.
And by the time, let's be honest,
well,
right?
It's by the not really over. I mean,
but by the time all these movies that these people will potentially be in, that's 10 years from now. Let's be fucking honest. Like, Star-Lord will not return before 2033. I doubt it.
Well, and the world's not even going to last that long. Like, come on. Yeah. We're at the verge of World War III. We don't have much time left. Give the people what they want.
Well, okay, Chris,
give us the fucking X-Men. Stop dicking around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Spin it, pivot, and go into that direction sooner.
Like, how much
rather
time
than later.
Does this planet have left before? Like, we're all gonna get blown to smithereens before we finally see, you know, the new Wolverine or whatever.
Like, stop with all. Like, as much as again, I love Loki. I would much rather this be, you know, Loki and the TVA as a movie. Give us a fucking 4 or 5 hour movie. I don't care. I'll sit there and watch the whole thing. Give us just scrap all these Disney Plus shows that just aren't working. They're little fillers. They're just giving us stuff that we have to remember. Like, at least going into the new movies, there isn't like a previously on all the shit that you missed if you didn't watch any of the shows. Oh, this is Miss Marvel. This is Photon or whatever the fuck her name is. I don't know. I'm getting all wound up now. I'm getting all heated.
Yeah, we're all angry. We're all angry.
Well, and they also
you won't
had,
like me.
Scarlet Witch. Everyone loved Elizabeth Olsen until the movie made her some weird, like, crazy person when WandaVision was phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And, like,
well, supposedly, who was it that directed Multiverse of Madness?
Some dork.
Raimi.
Supposedly, he didn't watch WandaVision. I read that recently, which kind of made sense because you're right. It was kind of a different character. Very, like, big jump between the end of WandaVision and Multiverse of Madness.
And they kept, like, the movie's called Multiverse of Madness, and then it's all, and then Quantumania is, like, the multiverse. And, like, and now Loki is the multiverse, right? Like,
they're doing too much multiverse.
Where are we? What is the... Yeah. You're confusing.
It's fucking confusing.
Yeah, no one's death really...
It has different rules.
I liked Multiverse of Madness, but I don't think it was necessary. I think the one multiverse, like, they did it with Spider-Man No Way Home, which I thought was phenomenal. It was a really fun, cute idea to bring those three actors together. Really cool idea. I don't think you can keep going with that concept. I think they're already killing it. I think the whole, because now every other franchise is getting into it. You had the Flash movie that tried to do the same thing Spider-Man No Way Home did, where they brought all the, you know, all the other actors who played Superman in. And it's just, it's a concept that's going to get old fast. And I feel like it already has gotten old for me anyway.
And now we have Doctor Strange with a third eye and Charlize Theron that went back into the whole fucking Dormammu fucking galaxy. Dark dimension. Right? Like, where's that going now? Now we got to figure out, like,
that could go somewhere really cool if they do it right. They do bring
But now he's got a third eye for the rest of his life. I don't want to stare at his fucking stupid third eye.
I think that just comes and goes. He can hide it.
But
he can hide it, yeah.
But, like, here's the...
Aaron would be really cool to see in Marvel.
But I guess the big thing is they can, I guess at some point in time, which hopefully they do soon, they always have the big red button because they could just pull out some bullshit story or movie and say, this person reset the entire galaxy multiverse universe, and we're all just going to sit there and believe it, and then they just reset with new people. Right? Like,
they could do that.
I hope it happens, because how many loose ends are there right now? About, I'm gonna guess there's about 356 loose ends from all the movies and shows that just came out since Endgame.
This, you know, and there's always loose ends at comics because, you know, with the comics, you only read the comics that of the characters that you're into, and there's a million different stories going on at once, but you don't have to follow all of them. And I feel like they're starting to do that with the movies and TV shows. The problem is they're going to lose all the casual fans. Like, we're starting to get frustrated, and we're like loyal, diehard, we love this shit. Think about how the casual fans feel. Like, people who didn't watch Miss Marvel, they didn't watch WandaVision, like, there's zero chance they're going to go see the Marvels. Like, they don't give a shit.
No, they're just going to be on their phone while their kid's enjoying it just because it's, you know,
they are not going to even, no, they're not going to care at all.
Right.
So, like, they're going to lose all the casual fans, and the casual fans are the ones with the money. They're the ones who pay to go see this shit in the theaters, and they're just not going to want to do it anymore because...
Well, I think
I missed too much shit.
Well, I think what they're trying to do, and I think what they're guilty of right now, is they're trying to capture lightning in a bottle again with Guardians, right? Like, they were a ragtag team of just nobodies, and they turned out to be phenomenal, right? And I think now they're just trying to pull from a lot of these weird, wonky side characters like Ironheart and Echo, and this, it's like, people are asking for Dr. Doom. Give us Dr. Doom. Give us Galactus. Yeah, yeah. Give us Silver Surfer. And then let's pivot to X-Men. Everybody wants X-Men. Oh, hang tight, guys. There's going to be a surprise at D23 in about 14 years. We're going to talk X-Men.
Echo.
Fantastic Four.
She-Hulk. Nobody cares. She-Hulk. Nobody cares, right? Like, give us the storylines and the people and the characters that we would enjoy, right? And I'm trying to think, do you guys have any Marvel character that we haven't seen that's really popular? I mean, besides, let's say, like villain, like Doctor Doom, awesome. Fantastic Four, we know it's coming, Fantastic so Four, I exclude X-Men. Them.
I mean, Blade, which hopefully it gets made at this point.
I'm trying to think of any other, like, big names, like the top 20, you know, like everybody's kind of out there.
Those are huge right there. The Fantastic Four, X-Men, Doctor Doom. I mean, that right there, you got
a
tons of material right there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I mean,
right there. So, it's right there.
So
So
right there.
Narrow it's it right
there. Venom. Narrow it. Real Venom in the MCU.
Hey, Kevin, you motherfucker. Are you listening?
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah, Venom. Venom. Like a lot of Spider-Man villains.
Listen, you bitch.
Spider-Man characters.
Yeah. Like,
and Sony's over there like, well, we're going to make a Madam Web movie. No, shut the fuck up, Sony. Nobody cares. We want it in the MCU.
Yeah. Like, as goofy as he is, I enjoyed, and still now it's kind of like a, you know, just like a special little treat when I watch it. But Ghost Rider. They could do such cool shit with a Ghost Rider nowadays. And like Johnny Blaze going into a fight. Like, fucking A. Nightcrawler just dropping him off midair in a motorcycle. Like, dude, let's go.
They did bring in Ghost Rider to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but that show is now no longer considered canon. And that's another thing they do that's frustrating, is when you have a big, one of these older shows before, like pre-Disney, that was amazing, like Daredevil, they don't honor it. You know, like, they finally brought Charlie Cox back as Daredevil, but... Yep. We're hearing now that in his new show, they're not going to have Foggy Nelson, not going to have Karen. Like, they're not, you know, they want, like you said, like we've said before, we've said it a bunch of times already on this episode alone. They keep trying to do new shit. And it's like, no, we want you to stick with what works. We want these are the characters we want to see. These are the characters we love.
And now there's that White Vision that's just floating around somewhere. Like, where the fuck did he go from WandaVision? You know, he's just... Yep. So they're just going to have to pencil him in somewhere, like, oh, maybe he'll show up in Echo just for fun.
He'll show up in some post-credit scene somewhere.
Oh, God.
I think they I don't even think they need to hit a red button. I think they just need to slow it down with the Marvel shows or characters that aren't working. Focus on the ones that are and introduce the fucking X-Men because...
Right.
And the Fantastic Four is the new big leaders because, Thor and all that, well... I think he's still around, but, you know, Captain America's gone, all that. Wolverine can step up in that role. You can still have Spider-Man dicking around with Wolverine.
Spider-Man's great. They're sitting on a pile of gold with Spider-Man.
Wolverine and Spider-Man, like,
classic create, Spider-Man, like, yeah.
Bond with each other, so
we want to see Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Daredevil take Gene, on some common thieves
Nightcrawler,
in New York City.
Some teleportation in there, come on.
So, if we could wrap this up somehow... Let's pretend we got Kevin Feige in the room with us and he's bound and gagged, tied up in a chair.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we're not going to kill him. We just want to scare him. So what's the one thing you would tell Kevin Feige? This is how you fix the MCU because it's dying now. This is how you fix it.
I've got this, Kevin. I've got it figured out. Here it is.
Go ahead, Eric. You go first.
He seems to be very self-conscious about not having hair. He's always wearing a hat. So I will say you will never get to wear another hat again if you don't fix this motherfucker right now. And he will probably stay up all night fixing it.
Or how about we help him and just say, Kevin,
I would be
just shave your head. Just go with the bald look.
Or, hey, all writers and people you hire for the new movies moving forward all have to be super fans of that. Yes,
they all have to be nerds.
Of that character or of the movie that they're filming, that's all you have to do. And hell, if some of the comic writers who wrote some of those cool stories are still around, bring them on as consultants.
There you
go. Bring people on that give a shit about it. That's really
the same thing I would tell him. I would say,
and stop replacing the Avengers with other weird younger Avengers or not. Just move on.
Yeah,
either bring some back, keep some around, and then move on to some new stuff. Build a new thing with the X-Men.
I would say no more new characters that are not even from the comics. No more new stories that are not from the comics. Be loyal to the source material and shave your head.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed.
And like fucking...
Because maybe that's it. Maybe he's insecure. Maybe you're right, Eric.
Well, and I gotta find where it was. I'm not going to post it anywhere. Just let's not even kid around about that. But I remember there being like, I think it was D23 or one of the big events where it showed like, ooh, we went from the Infinity Stone saga to now it's the Multiverse saga. And then it's going to be the, you know, whatever the Avengers and Kang, the Kang Dynasty saga. You know, it was going to be all these phases. Like... Stop it. Slow it down. Focus on the next like 2 to 3 years. I get it. We're not in that biz. You got it. Like he even said he knew Tony Stark was going to die in Endgame in 2014. That movie came out in 2019. Could you imagine sitting there with that knowledge and all of us just, wow, you know, gobbling this shit up and spend all our money? But like, I get it. They got to think ahead. But like, who the fuck wants Agatha, the Heart of Darkness, whatever the show's called? Nobody cares.
That's, yes. Stop no more it. Of that. No more.
Stop it.
No, pull the plug now.
I'd rather
as much
see.
As I love that actress, and as much as I love her because she's hilarious,
it. She's not. Yeah, she's good at what she was. The only side character that has really pulled for himself is Loki. But I think that's just
because it's Owen Wilson. And
Loki's just such a fucking cool character. And yeah, Owen Wilson.
Yeah,
helped boost the character.
I would rather have a side kickoff show of 6 episodes. Steve Rogers in his senior years. One day he goes to the supermarket. Perfect episode. Just hanging out, getting some groceries. Next he goes to get ice cream. Next he's going on a old
going
person
to
day. Going to bingo. That's it. I would much rather watch that than Echo or Agatha.
I just got a great idea. You guys ready? Oh, this.
I'm ready.
We're going to want to end on this because this is the best idea ever. Okay, new show. It's exactly what you just said, Eric. It's Steve Rogers as an old man doing old man shit, but it's intertwined with young Steve Rogers delivering the Infinity Stones back onto the timeline.
Ooh.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Feige, we just fucking took your job, you dork.
Kevin Feige, now I'm going to rip the duct tape off your mouth and give you a chance to respond, Kevin.
We're going
to
bad cop this shit. Let's fuck him up.
Don't even try to talk shit about that idea, because that show would save the MCU. We would call it Rogers.
Stone and
okay, that's we're working on the name. Working on the name.
He's stoned and ready to bone. I don't know. Something about the stones.
All right. Well, I'm thoroughly angry now, and I'm probably not going to be able to sleep tonight. So thank you guys for. I thought maybe this would calm me down, get this venting off my chest.
My blood is boiling.
Now I'm going to go watch episode 5 of Loki, and hopefully that will cheer me up because I do enjoy Loki.
A little before bed episode will definitely hit the spot.
Yep. Well, thank you, boys, for joining me in this discussion. I have nothing to plug once again because I'm a loser. I'm too busy with work and boring shit. Do you guys have anything you want to close out with?
Well, who wants to do a safety tip? We cannot get Dave Bennett to send us any more safety tips for some reason.
Last week JR was supposed to introduce Dave Bennett safety tips, but instead he just made his own safety
tip. Yeah, it was great.
Turned out really good. It was a good one.
And I totally forgot about it too, because I'm like, fuck, you know, I try to remember the episodes and every little piece of it, but I just recorded one on my own, and then I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
He did do one.
Dave, if you're listening, send more safety tips. I am officially requesting more. I will put it in writing. Whatever. What do you need me to do?
Yeah. Send us like 100 and we'll be good for
more.
The next couple of years.
Need more safety tips. All right. Well, without further ado, here's maybe a safety tip. I don't know if we have any more, or the episode's just going to end.
It's a roll the dice.
Roll the dice. You don't know what's going to happen. Bye.
Night, night.
Night, night.
As the holidays approach, you may be encouraged to have friends and family over, while some of them may bring their children. These little rascals running around at about waist height may have a cup of hot chocolate in their hands. Make sure you're always aware of where they are, because heaven forbid you bump into them, they spill your hot chocolate on your crotch, you get third-degree burns, it gets infected, and they have to amputate.